Okay, here we go. Five short vorts for Parshas Bichukosai. Sviya Soimer, Tavshim Pebez, Olin Shabez Chosu, first of Esatil Bas Ari Tzipora, Sarsh Chosu. First idea comes to us from Moshe Blei Vesasavar, that's the Sasavar Rov, Sukhos Yogan Alino. Pchosai Teilechu, it's Mishpan Shaiti, tomorrow, but Asisim Otsam, should be able to go on my ways, and should keep my mitzvahs, and you should do them, and Rashi famously tells us, Pchosai Teilechu, should be Amel and Matoyer, should be Amel and Toyer. It says in Moshe Blei Vesasavar, what does it mean, Amel and Toyer? Ha'omel gufa hu nala le'ein orach shahara. Says that the Moshe Rabbi Sazer, that what's our shtadlus? Aleichem l'shtadl shekol ha'melech ha'b'izke ol mahaz ha'melim yikidas kolach ha'batoyra. Ha'pi ha'toyra b'yoshu v'tzadik. In b'chukosai teleichu. And in all your hilchos, and everything that you do throughout your life, that means the way you get prepared for Lag B'Omer, that means the way you act on a Sunday, the way you act on a Monday, the way you act at a Ranger game, the way you act at anything in life, is she to amelim? You're working batayra. It's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's with halacha. You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side, not just in a halachic way, but in a devekistic way, in an ordic way. This is what Judah just spoke about all Shabbos. He said in the Zohar, called Rishim Marichai called it Tzaddik Shabbos. He said, what does it mean? A Tzaddik is called Shabbos. So Rav Judah Shlita, we had the schus to have him in our home on Leil Shabbos, and he said from the Sfarim HaKadoshim that everything exists in Olam Shana and Nefesh. Whatever exists in time exists in person and in space. So if Shabbos is a time, then in time, Shabbos is time, then in space, if we find Shabbos-tika moments, times that we do connect to the Bono Shem, to put on pause, to recharge, to connect ourselves. And then Nefesh, that's the Yisrael. In time, in Shana, it's Shabbos. In Olam, it's the world, it's Shabbos. And in Nefesh, it's the Jew. You're able to put things on time and say, is this Torah dik? Is this Halachic dik? Is this the Bono Shem? Am I eating with the Rabbonu Shom? Am I just eating techaparayim? Am I finding the dvekas? Am I finding the nitzotas like the Baal Tanya would tell us? To find the kedusha, even in the food. And to find the kedusha that's helping me now learn better. Helping me be a better parent, a better son, a better student. What an incredible idea for Moshe Leib Sassim. That everything in your amelos, everything, all of your dealings, everything you do, is with Torah, is with the Rabbonu Shom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is with Shabbos. Finding the ruchnias, finding the pintel yid, finding the Jewishness in anything and everything that you do. Incredibly, Rav Moshe Leib Sassav and Rav Judah explained from the Zohar. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes as the Kushat Magid. Yichavav Yud Beis. Vishalachti b'soichem ha'isi l'chem elokim. Atem to you, the Am. I will walk among you, Hashem says. I'll be a God to you. You'll be a people unto me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says at the end of the day, I want to be with you. I'll be one with you. What does this mean? Ayisi lechem elokim. Chodesh Baruch says, "Al titu lachoshol ki dai ba'ava b'lava." Don't think the end of the day you could just be fearful of me. Excuse me. Don't think you could just be a hava b'salach b'sorchem. I can do what I want. It makes me feel good. No. Ayisi lechem elokim. You have to have elokim. Elokim is din. Is yira. Elachayim al shalav imo yira. Ayisi lechem elokim. Yira ba'ava ke'acha. Part of being a yid is you have that yira shemaim. You have that ahava. You can't just say, you know what? On Shabbos, I'm a Vegas to a Jew. Lag Ba'omer, I'm going to be good. And when I'm not hungry, I'm going to be a kind father, a caring person. No, when you're hungry, you're a caring person. And on Shabbos, you're in a Shabbos digger mood. But at the end of the day, you can't just have a hava digger moments. Obviously, everything in life, we have to have that balance at a hava and a yira. And he says so beautifully. He goes to Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us. If a person didn't have the fear of a person, the whole government, you have to down for the fear of the government. What does that mean? You have to down for your Shema. You can't just have a hava. You have to have the balance. This is the Kamana Rebbe actually tells us. Joey Roosevelt, Shlita, once showed me this. If you put the word Yira on top of a hava, Yud Rish Aleph Hey, put Yira on top, and then a hava, Aleph Hey Beis Hey on the bottom. The first two letters, right? If you spell it Yira, then a hava on the bottom. The first two letters of each, right, Yira, Yod, Resh, and then Aleph, Hey is Yira. And the last two letters also spell Hava. Yira is Aleph, Hey, and the end of Ahava is Bezeh. Because Yira and Ahava go together. You can't have Yira Shemayim. You can't just have Avas Hashem with having Yira Hashem, says the Kushat Magid. And says the Kaman Rav, they're intertwined. A person has Yira Shemayim, doesn't have Avas Hashem, you're missing the boat. And if you have Avas Hashem, you don't have Yira Shemayim. Shechter was talking about this a few years ago. He says, we're too lackadaisical with our things with the Baruch Hashem. Not everything is going to feel Gishmak. Shnayim Mikra's hard. It's hard. But says the Dar Chinam Halomet Torah Balayla Shechina connected. Gemara tells us in Tamid. Gemara tells us someone who learns Torah at night. That's the Iker Tam that Rambam says, but it's deeper. Says the Dar Chinam. Someone learns Torah at night. When it means that it's hard and it's difficult. But you know what? You got to do the daf. Gotta do, can't do the daf on a Sunday. Is there a day parade? Ranger here? Doesn't matter. You gotta be able to get the daf in. Says Kushar Samagir, you can't just have a hav. That's what the puzzle is. When you, I'm gonna go on with you, but I'm expecting your Shemaim. I expect you to have a little bit of awe, a little bit of reverence, a little bit of recognizing, a little bit of responsibility. When you have that year of that builds off the year of Nahava. That's why I always like to say, go to Chassid Shishtibles. You start with Chadori with a year of Nigin. And then you go to Ahava. Then all those people should go with a fast Nigin. Because you can't start fast. First, you got to have a year of Shemaim. It's very easy, says Rechad Mechel Zlach. Miyalabah Hashem, miyokum become kocho. It's very easy to get inspired. But miyokum become kocho. Who can stay up on the mountain? Who can stay up on Alag Boimer? Who can stay up on that Shabbos? That's your Shemaim. The Ahava is easy. Who can take that with them? The Ahava, but it has to go together with Yira. And we want to say from the command of Rebbe, he said, Yira and Ahava, Yira first, then Ahava, and they both intertwine together. And that's why maybe, in the Chassidish Shtibach that I grew up in, and all the religious Shtibach all throughout the world, that I've done, the Chadoidian is always slow, and then low Sibos, you go too fast, because you got to have Yira, and then you get to the Ahava. Beautiful word. Kujas Samagid, command of Rebbe, and Rebbe Joey, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Tzivit HaMadas, from Moshe Shtermach Shlita. The next pasuk. Ani Hashem alakechem asher hoseitzi etchem miyarsam mekadosh baruch hu took you out of Mitzrayim yizl alehem avadim ve'eshpach mitos ulchem ve'olechem ve'olech esem komiyus. It's the last pasuk before we get to the close. Kadosh baruch hu says, I led you with komiyus. I led you, all right, I led you with your head held on high. Said the Medrash. But kuma zekufa. Medrash says that he led us with our head held high. Matzoish v'nei adam mitznim over the ha'yosem shom mitzorah. Kaim et mitzvah v'yichavi b'toch v'ushah. Says Rosh Hashanah, we see people, sometimes they keep mitzvahs. But they keep it secret and hidden. And there's an inyan of Anova. We talked about Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. But then there's an inyan of Alocha Valecha Va'olich Oisim Kamiyas. Shekim Etzorcholos Belkum Etzakufo. That's like tonight there was a minyan. By accident, the Chazan said, the same Tal. You need someone like the one of the Rabbonim in the shul came over. He finished the bracha and he said, start again, Baruch Aleinu. You got to go again. You can't. You say the same Tal. It's wrong. The same bracha. Belkum Etzakufo. You have to be proud to get in. Not in an arrogant way, but in a kufa to go away. You're held high, you're a proud Jew. And the Sefer, he quotes, continues on in the same piece, the Moshe Shtermach quotes the Sefer, told us Adam, Bishua of Ostrava, Schus Dogan Alenu. And he says that you see an animal, if an animal's held, has head held high, it looks like a balagaiva. Anu, Mechidus Gashmis, Kimo Behemel, Anu Kufufim. But if we realize that we're not following after an animalistic, we're following after a nefesh. It's very easy to be balgaiva. Balgaiva is for behema. Bama, what's there? Sorry, I'm saying. Behema is bama, flying there. But you do it for their bonusham, do it for your nefesh. No one's going to think, yes, it's got to be the proper balance. Chodesh Baruch is telling us, it's not a time, someone makes a mistake at Baruch Aleinu, someone makes a mistake, something halachic, you got to step up. You got to step up, you have the gaiva, the gedusha. The Shminish B'Shminis, like they say, the Svarim say, Shminish B'Shminis, I'm an eighth of Gaiva. People then comes to the can't be, this is like the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The beginning of Shulchan Aruch says, you can't be a bashful Jew. To be a proud Jew. Can't be dumb when you're walking in France. Maybe you put a hat on. I understand. But to be a proud Jew, Gevalt, what a beautiful idea from Moshe Shtombach, and Yeshua Ashrava about the Behemoth. Moving on to idea number four. For the day comes to the Minchas Aloza, as Rav Shechter likes to say, the Minchas Aloza, the Minchas Aloza, the Munkach is Chos Chagir Aleinu, Chavav Lame Beis, Vashimoisi Ani Yes Haaretz, Shamu Aleha Oivech HaMiyoshen Ba, I'll make your land desolate. Your enemies will dwell upon it, will be desolate. Your foes will dwell upon it, also will be desolate. There'll be nothing there. Zumi told me, the Sar Ash is a good measure. Shal Yimsu Aoivim Ba'artzam, Nach Zuch Ba'artzam, Shal Tushamemi Yashver, for it will be desolate for its inhabitants. Not only for Jews, but also for non-Jews. Says the Mkach Rabbi Vashimosi Ani Sa'arts, what's the deeper pshat for us to understand? Harizu Bracha, Vashimosi. When a person destroys the Bitulo Sha'artsius, Gashmi Sa'arts. Vashimosi Ani Sa'arts, a person has to be able to take Gashmius and say, you know what, it's not for me. I don't need it. I might want it, but I don't need it. Right? I always tell my kids, you want it, but you don't need it. Al Shech HaKadosh, Simon, my Rabbi loves saying this. Says in Alinu, Vashemayim Ima Va'arts Mitachas. Vashemayim, when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to your Rebbe, when it comes to your Svarim, when it comes to your kids' education, you gotta go for the best. When it comes to Gashmis, you know, you don't have to go to Lamar every night, you don't have to go to traditions every night, you don't have to go to Chickies every night. Vashemayim Ima Va'arts, Aretz, Mitachas. Mitachas doesn't have to be the best. At the end of the day, Shavuos, where are your priorities? You think about where the best sushi is in the middle of the night? Or you think, where am I going to daven the best? Where's my chavrusa? That's That's a check-in. That's the moment. The person's going to be able to say, where am I? Where are my priorities? Is it in Gashmis or is it in Ruchnis? Not saying Pashun Avshagar Gashmis. But where are your priorities? Is it Gashmis before Ruchnis or Ruchnis before Gashmis? What an incredible idea from Nechus Alozer and from Rav Sinan Shlita, according to the Asher HaKadosh and Alinu. Let me answer the number five. The number five comes to us from the Abiyala Rebbe, Yitzhak Abiyala. Beautiful word. Chavav la mendalet. Oz tirtzeh ha'oretz es shapsoseh, koyme ha'asham ha'latem eretz ha'revechem, al tishpas ha'oretz yirtzeh shapsoseh. He had another Shemitah. We think Shemitah is only in Bahar, but Shemitah is also in Mechagosai. The land will appease its Shemitah years during the years all of its desolation while you are in the land of your enemies. The land will rest. It will make its Shemitah years appeasing. Rashi says, Tefayis es kas ha'mokam shekas ha'meshmitosel. It's going to appease the anger for over the anger of HaKadosh Baruch when unfortunately the Shemitah wasn't you. When it wasn't kept. Says Biala Rebbe, shapsoseh doesn't just refer to Shemitah, but it refers to Kiddush Shabbos. Themselves, Kiddush Shabbos, shapsoseh, Yisku Yisrael, the Shatzos, the Hashem, Shemesach, as Tirtze. You want to know how you are in the Rabban Hashem's eyes? Look at your Shabbos. If your Shabbos is dick, if your Shabbos is, you're in a holy Shabbos, as Tirtze, then a Cheshbarach is going to say, he feels appeased, he wants to be close to you. But a person has to be able to do a check-in. How's my Shabbos? How's my Lel Shabbos? How's my afternoon Shabbos? It's a very long afternoon Shabbos these days. Rav Simon always likes to say from the Chafetz Chaim, the more Shabbos you have, the more bracha. The Zohar says, but you say lechadori mikor bracha. You're running out of Shabbos. You have more bracha for the week. And says the pasuk, as Shabbos as Tirtze, the more Shabbos you have, which doesn't just refer to Shemitah, that's push-up shot. When a person has Shabbos as Tirtze, the more Shabbos and the more bracha you have, the more hashkacha you have, the more shefa the Rebbe Hashem says the Bi'al Rebbe said. But as so Judah said, it's not only about being in the day of Shabbos, but it's being in the mindset of Shabbos. It's being in the Dveikus with the Kaddish Baruch Hu throughout the week, that a person can be living Shabbos-like moments throughout Sunday to Friday. That a person can live in a Shabbos digging mode when they're being davened to their bonus shalom. That's what Shabbos is all about. The Sivah Shalom says in every other piece in the Sivah Shalom. Shmi Zoycha, to take Shabbos and then to be appeased and to be feel a Kaddish Baruch Hu's love for us. That you review these five ideas. We start off saying from Moshe Leib Sassever, because the Torah should be a Melech Matoyah. Melech Matoyah means anything we do, it's got to be with a Melech Matoyah. How would the Baruch Hashem act me here? How would Kaddish Baruch Hu want me there? But not just halachic, with Tardik, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with the Shimon Shachan Arch, Shlaman Af, how you walk, how you talk, how you eat, Achila, Yeshiva, Shtiyah, right? Everything's Yudah, like Rav Yudah said, in the Shabbos, the Gemud, Shabbos, the Gezon. I've already said, Kushat Zermag, the Salak, the Besochim, what does it mean, Besar, the Besochim, and you have to tell, okay, it's not just good, with Zach, Lechim, and it makes me feel good, that's where I go. And the Ashman, it's got to be the Elkech, it's got to be with Yir Shemayim. It's very easy to be inspired. But Mi'al Hashem, Mi'yakum Kom Kachov, says Michal Mechal Zachov, Mi'al Bar Hashem Zahava, Mi'yakum, who could stay up there? Then Kom Kachov, that's Yir Shemayim. That's what the Kumana Rebbe said. You got to put Yiru on top, then Ahava. Take the first two letters, Yira, Yud Resh, Ahava, Aleph Hei, spells Yira, and those first two of two, and the last two and two, Yira and Ahava, you have Aleph Hei, they say, because Yira and Ahava, they go together. Yira and Ahava go together, that's why the Chadodi's got to be first Yira, and then Ahava, it's got to be that balance. Balance of Shachar Tzedek. We have to work on it. You have to work on your Shemayim. Tzevet Ha'am Adas. But Moshe Sternbach said, "Alochem Tzom Kumiyus Kumas Zakufa." Like my Rebbe Rav Amir Shlita would always say, "His father felt out like a student. It was not a chashan a gaiva, but a certain proudness. You held head high when it comes to Yiddish. Something Yiddishkeit. You feel Kumiyus. It can't be bashful when it comes to certain things. Yes, with anova, but it's got to have the Shminish. And he calls them Tolos Odom, the Behema. When it's Behema, it's an animal." When it's behemoth to things, then no. But when it's the Ruchnias, it's got to be nefesh, then it's not found chasham. But even the Ruchnias have to be careful, make sure that it's not gaiva, but it's coming from a place of sincere authenticity, sincerity. The fourth idiot, Menachas Elozer, Vashimoshi is Anias Aretz, to destroy the Aretz, so we have to make sure that our Ruchnias is coming before our Gashmis. Now, Asher Bashamayim, and it comes to Bashamayim, take things, Mimal, go for the best Rebbe, the best Chinuch, and the best Swarim. But when it comes to my dinner, mitachas, it doesn't have to be always the best things. And enjoy a good dinner. I enjoy doggies. I enjoy the gevaldik. But at the end of the day, to make sure where our priorities is my Shavuos night learning based on when the kiddushes, or whether where I'm going to learn the best, or when I'm going to be able to study the best, or I'm going to be able to do my best. The fifth and final idea was seven of Yalar Rebbe. As Tirtza, Pashup Shabbos for the Shemitah. But as Tirtza Shabbos, my Shabbos is strong. As Tirtza, then I'm beloved in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Then I'm my beloved. But why are we running out of Shabbos? Rav Simon said, the more Shabbos we have, the more brach we have. And it doesn't have to just be on Shabbos with a Jewish person. It could be in a Shabbos, like a zone, in a mood. And when you put that pause and you find it, be able to connect to their bonushom, and your mamash be open and honest and sincere, that's connecting to Shabbos throughout the week.
But we should be zeich of Hashem to be amelam a Torah, to be able to live with the Torah and dvikas and mashma and everything we do, to be able to understand yir and ahava go together, to be able to have the koimis, the proudness of being a yid, the gavad kedusha of being a yid, to understand, to put our priorities straight, and to understand that Shabbos is so beautiful, and the more Shabbos we have, the more bracha, the more shefa we have in our lives.